AJ Brown was traded this offseason out of Philadelphia to New England into Drake May's huddle. So the question isn't really about his 2025, it's whether a new team reverses a three-year slide. And that's a question the data can flag but can't answer. The Muffs 2026 preview. The 2025 season, honestly, alpha usage, fading output, he commanded a 29% target share in 36% of the air yards, true number one receiver marks, but turned it into just 1,003 yards and a WR12 finish per game, 14-7 a night. The signature was a 2-touchdown, 28-point day at Minnesota in week 7, but the season's real shape was boom or bust. Multiple games under 4 points against the occasional explosion, and the quiet tell, Devonta Smith ran nearly even with him on targets in Philadelphia. The alpha wasn't quite the lone alpha anymore. The arc is a slow slide hiding under good counting stats, 1,500 yards, then 1,450, then 1,079, then 1,003. 4 straight seasons of receiving yards trending one direction into his age 7 season. The targets stayed elite, the production per target softened. What the data says, targets are the stickiest stat in football, and Brown's volume has held. That's the bull case, and it's real. What doesn't fade, his touchdown share at 19% is already modest, so there's no touchdown luck to give back. So this isn't a luck regression story in either direction, it's a the per target juice is slipping and he's getting older story, which our patterns don't formally fade, but you can see in the line. Muffed! The situation is now everything and we can't model it. New England, a new offense under his first head coach Mike Vrabel, and a young ascending quarterback in Drake May, who per our own work was the most accurate passer in football last year. A motivated alpha catching from a rising star is a genuine bounce back setup. The flip side, it's his third team in 3 years, his 8th season, and target shares take time to rebuild in a new building. The price, pick 23, the 8th receiver. Verdict, watch list, the production trend says caution, the volume in the May landing spot say upside, and a brand new offense means we're guessing. The counter in his favor, if May's accuracy revives Brown's per target efficiency, WR8 is a steal. Alphas with elite quarterbacks rebound. The counter against, you'd be the third receiver May is learning, behind a tight end and a slot, in a run-leaning Vrabel build. Know you're buying the situation, not the 2025 line. September watch, his target share in New England, does he immediately command alpha volume or share it? And the per target efficiency with Maya, the number that's actually been sliding, your guys every week, next preview's queued.